Blog Talk Radio.
Ask me if I wanted to caress you, and I'll confess. Ask me if I'm longing to possess you, I'll answer yes. Now that we're together, I could hold you close forever. And I swear that I would never let you go. There's no question that I care more than you know. Love me, darling, just be mine completely. And there's nothing I wouldn't do if you just.
Can y'all hear me talking? I know you can hear the music, but can you hear me talking? Hello, hello, hello. Can you hear me now? Well, I guess. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Betty. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You don't know how much stress that takes off of me when I know you can hear me through the microphone and I don't have to call in. That's a load off my back, my shoulders, my neck, my head, my feet. That's a load off. That's close enough. Okay. Hey guys, today we have something really cool. This is totally awesome. Okay? Totally awesome. I have Wanda Jackson doing Elvis songs, okay? Now, she was one of Elvis' girlfriends. And besides Wanda, we also have, what's her name? Kaya Kalisandra? That's close enough, because that's as close as it's going to get. Anyway, she's going to do a song for us, and it's an Elvis song. I have no idea who she is, but she made a YouTube, so hey, we'll play her. We also have She Is the King, and her name is actually Jacqueline Thalick, but she goes by She Is the King, and I love her. She's got a deep alto voice. It's great. It's totally great. We've got some songs from her, and I will play Elvis' version as well. So we're in for a good time. And then we've got lots of Wanda Jackson and Elvis songs. And, oh, yeah, that's just going to send you guys into ecstasy. You're going to end up in cloud 9 or 12, you know, however you want to go. But it's going to be great. Now, to start this off, what I'm going to do first, aside from the opening song, of course, I am going to play Wanda saying or telling, let's put it that way. She recorded how she's telling, remembering Elvis, how she remembers him, how she met him. So let me play that right now, and then we'll get started into the music.
The first time I met Elvis was at a radio station
the afternoon of the first show that I worked with him in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, in July of 1955. I was impressed when I first met Elvis. I had never heard his name. I'd never heard him sing. So I had no idea who I was working with. But when he walked in the station, I was impressed. Of course, he was a tall, dark-haired, good-looking guy. But he was dressed kind of different. He had on a yellow sports coat. And in 1955, men didn't wear yellow sports coats. So, and his hair was longish with the long sideburns and the duck tail, which was different than my friends in Oklahoma were wearing. So we did our interview, and then when we left the station, I saw another surprising thing. Elvis got into a pink Cadillac. Now, you have to remember, that was before the days of Mary Kay. I had never seen a pink car. The night of our first show, I had already been on stage, and I was in my dressing room, and my dad traveled with me in those days, so he and I were in the dressing room. And all of a sudden, we heard the screaming and screaming, and, you know, it kind of scared me. And Daddy said, gosh, I wonder if there's a fire. So he runs out. He said, get your stuff. So I was gathering up my purse and everything, and then he walks back into my room and says, Wanda, you're not going to believe this. You got to see it for yourself. So he took me to the wings of the stage, and sure enough, there was Elvis singing and rocking and rolling and gyrating, and all these girls down at the foot of the stage screaming and screaming and screaming. That was quite a sight. Elvis had been talking to me about trying to sing this new rock and roll or rockabilly. I don't think we even had a name for it yet. And I didn't think I could. I told him, no, I'm just a country singer. But it seemed like he knew something I didn't know. He said, you can do this. I know you can, and you need to. So we were working in Memphis, and one afternoon he picked me up, took me to their house, the one on Autobahn, the small house. And we went there, and we played records all afternoon. We sang, and he was trying to give me the feel for this, the way he sang songs. And I was impressed that he just really seemed to care about my career. He just put a lot of time and effort in helping me to see that I could stretch myself and be a little bit more than I thought I could. He even made me promise to try. But you know what? Now I'm sure glad I did. There was one very special day in my life at that time. Elvis and I were working in Shreveport, Louisiana. We had a matinee and then an evening show. So after the matinee, we just had to kind of hang around there, but he asked me to step outside with him, which I did. We walked over to his car, and he asked me if I'd be his girl, and I said, yes, I would be glad to be his girl. He took a ring off of his hand and gave it to me and asked me to wear it around my neck. And I did for over a year. So needless to say, Elvis's ring is one of my prized possessions. In 1964, my husband Wendell and I were in Las Vegas for just a weekend of fun. We checked into our hotel. We were staying at the Sahara. And we went out the first evening, and we came back in a little bit early, I think. And when we got off the elevator, there stood a security guard, wanted to see the key to our room. And we showed it to him, and we said, well, what's the big deal? He said, well, Elvis and his entourage is on this whole floor, with the exception of the suite that you and your husband have. And I said, oh, gee, I would love to just be able to say hi to him. If he comes in while you're on duty, tell him that Wanda Jackson is here and would just love to say hi. And so we went on to our room, and it wasn't 20 minutes till the phone rang, and someone was asking, would it be all right if Elvis came down to our room, that he would also like to say hi to me. So in a few minutes, there Elvis stood, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, and I was very glad to see him, and he was glad to see me. And I'm so glad that my husband got to meet him, because he was impressed with our friendship and the fact that we just really liked each other. And that was important that he know that, because the rest of my life, probably, I'll be talking about Elvis on every interview, and fans ask me these questions. But now he understands the importance that Elvis Presley had in my career and in my life. That was the last time that I got to see Elvis. We still miss you, Elvis, and always will.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. When I found that, I thought, okay, I got to play that on the show today. That has got to be heard, so that people know exactly who Wanda was and what she was to Elvis, because so many people don't realize Wanda Jackson even existed. You know, they don't know that she was one of Elvis' girlfriends, and she was his girlfriend for over a year. Now, guys, use your imagination. That's got to be pretty cool, you know, and she was working with him, singing with him, and, I mean, what would you give? You know, what would you give? I know what I'd give.
Kelly, he wore them all out. What are you talking about? Sean, any left?
Oh, Lordy. Are you sure? Yeah, are you sure it's not the other way around?
No.
No, okay. Yeah, you got it right. All right. That works. Oh. That works. Oh, Lord Almighty. That's pretty cool. Okay. Now, to start this off, after hearing who Wanda Jackson was and still is, she turned 85 on October 20th. So this show is kind of a tribute to her, a celebration of her 80th birthday. So I thought that was pretty awesome. Yeah, they meant a lot to each other, and they stayed friends. And that is so important. If you're romantically interconnected with someone, just because you break up doesn't mean you have to hate each other.
I missed something. They were together about a year.
She was his girlfriend for about a year. That's what she said. She wore his ring around her neck for about a year. That's from her.
What'd she do with it? She take it off and throw it away?
She probably still has it. She said it's one of her prized possessions. So I would imagine has it. I mean, if I had gotten one, I'd still have it. I'd either still be wearing it or it'd be in my jewelry box. I mean, you know, I'm not ever going to give it up or sell it or anything. It would be with me forever. I'm sure she still has it, you know. Why not? Oh, good grief. I mean, some people get money hungry, and they know that if they have Elvis memorabilia, they can get some big money for it. And some people get hungry enough to go ahead and money hungry enough to go ahead and sell it, just the money. I wouldn't. I guess I'm just not a greedy person, I suppose. The ring would mean more to me than any amount of money. So that's probably how she feels.
Probably
why she still has it.
I wonder if he still has those beautiful puffy lips. especially
oh, honey,
after all the women he's kissed.
Just ask him. Oh, good grief.
I'm not on anything right now, but I wish I was.
Did you get the tequila down from the cupboard this morning or something, girl?
No.
Oh, Lord Almighty, you are flying, honey. Anyway, I didn't even do. I've only had one cup of coffee so far. I'm on withdrawal right now.
All I've had is Diet Coke, and that's it.
Diet.
I'm clean.
Maybe they made it with extra caffeine or something. I don't know.
Maybe so. No, I didn't know.
Oh,
it.
Lord
no.
Almighty.
That's okay.
Doesn't have sugar in it. Diet. Okay. Anyway, let's play a song by Wanda. And then I'll get to these other ladies here in a minute. This is Wanda Jackson. Let's have a party. We're already there. Song, we know something for sure and true. Elvis was right. She can do rockabilly. She has it down. She thought she couldn't do that kind of music. She thought she couldn't sing like that. Well, you know what? Elvis was right. She learned that she could do that, and she took advantage of it. She's real good at it, and we got a lot of them. So here is Elvis' version of Party.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll, but moving and grooving gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Kissed a bear, I've never kissed a goon, but I can shake a chicken in the middle of the room. Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
They needed a bass going, have a party tonight. It I can't get that low. I couldn't do it. But they needed somebody to do that. Too late now, but hey, what the, you know, if you hear it, you say it. Maybe one day somebody will do it somewhere, sometime, some way. If I keep going, somebody going to say something. Anyway, okay, now it's time for a couple of these other ladies sang Elvis songs. They do it as a tribute to Elvis. They, number one, they love Elvis songs. Number two, they love Elvis. Singing his music is just a natural part of that. Take my word for it. Anyway, it is. So here is Saya Kalasandra doing Steamroller Blues, and she does a good job.
We have never played here before, and it's been an honor to play for you. And do you want to hear Steamroller? Hot damn, we're lit on you. Hot damn, lit on you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. Steamroller, baby, I'm about to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer, a turning iron, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy home, even jump. Yeah, all right now. Yep. Yeah, all right.
you. You're beautiful. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take it off.
Viola Cassandra has a way to go. But she's getting there. She's getting there. Yeah, she's getting there. I don't think anybody can match that. I really don't. You know, Elvis.
You don't think what?
I don't think anybody could match that the way Elvis does that.
Oh, no. No, we all know that. We certainly do. He's the best.
I think somebody's knocking at my door, but that's too bad. I'm not going to get answered at this point in time. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
we're going to play Jacqueline Violet. That's her name. She goes by her stage name is She Is The King. And I love watching her perform. She's got the moves. It's really cool. So here we go with Viva Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my tune, gonna set my tune on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those seats up higher. There's a thousand credit people waiting out there, and there's no living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with a love to spare.
Got it down where she needs to hold the microphone to get the most advantage of her voice. And I thought it was kind of strange because when you see it, she holds that microphone right next to her lips. And it's like, oh, okay, honey. That's a little bit close. You could get electrocuted doing that. But whatever works, you know. Anyway, let's listen to Elvis doing that. I mean, you know, nothing better than that, right?
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away.
Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. Almost hauled down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva! Good, he does. Okay, here's one you're going to recognize. Are you sure all you had was Diet Coke? My goodness, girl. You could be a whole lot of fun today.
Well, you normally won't let me talk, so that's what the problem is.
Oh, it's my fault. Okay, I can handle that. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Hey, no problem.
All your fault. You're my good friend, is our
I can do that. I can take that on. It's okay. That's no problem. Because it's true.
I saw it. I know it. I hear that.
Oh, nothing. Lord Almighty. Okay.
Well.
This one y'all gonna recognize, so I'm just gonna play it, and then I'll play Elvis' version.
Don't, that's what you say each time that I hold you this way. When this you can
I'm glad they had those backup singers. I got to hear JD hit the basement. I like that. He might have cracked the walls on that one, but that's okay. We'll get in there with some mud and patch them all up. He can crack them again.
God.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, here is Elvis' version from 1958.
That's what you say each time that I hold you this way. When I feel like this and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say no.
I don't want that either. I got to find something that says, nope, wake up. You can't do that. You can't forget. Nope, nope. Because I don't like it.
Okay. What's next?
Let's go. See, you, and did you remember that song for Sunday?
No, I've got to look it up again.
Oh, okay. All right. I haven't had a chance to look it up yet. I've been busy with the show all day. I'll try and look it up again, too, if I can find it. It shouldn't be too hard to find. We don't talk on Messenger, so it shouldn't be hard to find. It should be pretty close to the front. You know,
oh,
I got a woodpecker out doing funky stuff to my house.
A woodpecker. Hmm.
Yeah, I think he's out on the wooden hand railing on the front porch. He's having a good time. I guess if I find new holes, I'll know why. That's all right. He eats the bugs. I'm going to leave him alone, let him do it. Okay, here is Wanda one more time. Well, a lot more times, actually, but we'll start with one. I forgot to remember to forget.
I forgot to remember to forget him. I can't seem to get him off my mind. I thought I'd never miss him, but I found out somehow. I think about him almost all the time. The day
day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget away. I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever met. But something sure is wrong, 'cause I'm the blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
Well, he did that better than the way she did that, but that's okay because she's
We like everything he does opposed to everybody else. That's just the way it is. And
Well, that's very true.
Anyway, he has a hug and a mug, and I like that.
You like the hug and the mug?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I want some coffee myself. I'd rather have the hug around me instead of in the mug.
That sounds good. It does. Coffee sounds good.
Yeah, put the coffee in the mug and give me the hug. There you go.
Okay.
We can do that. We like it that way. All right. Let's see. We've got, we're going to go way back with this one. Back to 1956. No, she didn't do it that early. We're gonna do Wanda's version first. Hers was later than that. Love Me Tender.
Love me tender. Love me sweet.
Love me tender.
Boy, I tell you, everybody's on that chat loving everybody else, and the hearts are everywhere, and the sweet sugar,
well,
and the kid this and the vodka.
Well, I just spoke the truth, but he just won't admit it.
Well, you might as well have that outlook along with everybody else in the world, baby girl. You know, that's how it is. Why not, right?
I'm kidding you, Eve.
I'm not.
I wouldn't want to make you do anything
that
you didn't want to do.
No limit to the capacity to love. There is only differences in how we love. Think on that.
Miss Poet. Okay.
Okay, here I'm going to play Elvis's 68 comeback special version on that one.
Am I being trimmed from the waist down? Am I? Love me tender. Love you sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart, for it's there that I belong, and we'll never part.
Okay, poor Susan. Yeah, God bless Susan, honey. Get to feeling better pretty soon. You know what? If you're ever feeling down, hey, this show is where you got to be, because that can't last very long if you listen to this show.
What's wrong with her?
She's just feeling down. You know, whether she's sick or just feeling a little bit down or grumpy or wanting to kill somebody. There are different levels of, you know, we won't explore it any further than that. She'll get over it. It'll be okay. She'll be fine. She should be here listening to this, though, because this music can make her feel better right quick. Okay, we got another. We're going to get out of this slow, dreamy walk in the park while the rain falls on your head music. We're going to start dancing. Okay, we're going to go party music, okay? So get out your vodka, get out your tequila, get out your rum, get out your strawberry wine, your blackberry wine, your lime juice, just whatever you want. Tequila goes with anything, honey, so just take the orange juice out of the fridge. Vodka will go with that, too. Get the salt. We're going to have a party, okay? Here is Wanda Jackson doing Rip It Up.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time. Cause it's Saturday night, baby, I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. Woo, gonna rip it up. Gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. We're gonna rock it up. And the ball tonight. Got me a date and I won't be late. Pick me up in a 88. Yeah, going down to the Union Hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. Gonna rip it up. Gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. We're gonna rock it up. And the ball tonight.
Oh yeah, her voice reminds me of somebody. The little gal. Oh my word, she's just a little mite. She's been singing since she's like 14. I can see her face. I can't think of her name.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. What's her name?
Exactly. Yeah, what's her name? You know her. What's her name?
Yeah, her. That's it. That's close.
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what her voice reminds.
Everybody remembers her. Peggy Lee. Peggy Lee. Brenda
no,
Lee.
It's not Peggy Lee. It's not. John? Who? Yeah, Brenda Lee. Okay, Brenda Lee. Yeah, that works. That fits. It slides into that little slot, so that's okay. Man, I could not think of her name to save my life. Weird. Anyway.
It's Brenda Sue. Brenda Sue.
I have, there you go. All right. I have known about her since I was like 12, and I couldn't think of her name for
Yeah, I used to love to hear her Christmas song, Come On, and my sister and I dance around the Christmas tree, and just loved that song.
Well, our Christmas tree is always in a corner. You didn't dare dance around it. It'd fall over. But that's all right. There was another one she had that was just, it was a real killer. I loved it. Anyway, let's hear Elvis rip it up. That's a good place to go.
Okay. right.
That's a good place to go. He's got vodka.
Hey, Nick, can you play drums?
Well, Natalie Wood.
You play drums?
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, babe, and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it out. I'm gonna rip it out. I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and a ball at night. Well, I got me a date and I won't be late. Pick her up in my 88, shag on down by the Union Hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up. I'll be flying high, I walk on out to the sky. But I don't care if I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up, I'm gonna rip it up, I'm gonna shake it up, I'm gonna ball it up, I'm gonna rip it up, and the ball at night. And I just got paid. I fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time. Well, it's Saturday night, baby, and I'm feeling fine. I wanna rock it up, I wanna rip it up, I wanna ball it up, I wanna shake it up, I wanna rock it up, having a ball tonight.
Not that one. The one the drum did. Yeah. I wish there was some way I could edit that out, but I can't. I've tried before. It doesn't let me. It tells me I'm crazy. Well, that may be true. I probably am crazy, but that doesn't mean I... Oh, my Lord.
We're
my
trying to accept that.
Good, good, good. It hurts less that way.
Yeah.
See, if you fight against it, it hurts. If you just try and accept it, it doesn't hurt so much. Just, you kind of roll with it and let it go where it will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That gets you in trouble. That will get you in trouble, believe you me. Okay, all right. Let's hear Wanda. Speaking of getting in trouble, let's hear Wanda Jackson do Fever. And you know what's coming next.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou give us fever when we kiss us, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire, fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right?" Now you've listened to my story, here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They'll give you fever when you kiss them, fever when you live and learn. Fever till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
All right. We'll do my version later, but right now we're going to do Elvis version. Okay. Elvis version. Well, yeah, I could. No, no, I'll just do the live 1973 version. That's the one he sent me. I won't do the one where he mucks up the words on purpose, even though it's funnier than a crutch. I'll just do the one he sent. I'll be good.
Thank you.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Captain Smith and Pocahontas, I had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare. He gives me fever, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, Daddy, won't you treat him right? Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago. Now you've listened to my story. Here's a point that I have made. Cats were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. We give you fever when we kiss you, fever if you even learn. Fever till you sizzle, but what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to run. Chum, 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 chum.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I like chum, chum, chum.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Tasmanian devil. Chomp, chomp, chomp. I have no idea where it came from. Never mind. Okay. Let's do Wanda Jackson's version of Hard-Headed Woman.
I tell you what, we haven't done a real good love song. Joe, play me some real pretty, you know, twinkly stuff up there. Real sad. Y'all like love songs, do you? Good, I like those. This one really tells a beautiful story if you can pay real close attention to the words. And if you like love songs, well, we think this is one of the most beautiful love songs that's ever been written. And we'd like to do it especially for all of y'all. It goes like this. Do that again, that's pretty. Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been causing trouble ever since the world began. But don't you, oh yeah, ever since the world began. Ooh, yeah. Well, a hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. Ooh. Well, Adam said to Eve, now listen here to me, don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree. But don't you, oh yeah, ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman is a thorn in the side of a man. You bet, yeah. Well, I heard about a king who was doing swell, then he started playing with that evil chest of devil, oh, yeah.
Wanda Jackson, our guest for tonight. She's just great. Wanda
Jackson. You know what? There's
what?
An upside. There's an upside to being a thorn in the side of a man. He ain't never going to forget about you. He ain't never going to forget about you. No way. Poke, poke, stick, stick. Ah! Poke, poke, you know. He ain't never gonna forget you. That thorn business is a good idea. It's a good idea. Okay, with that in mind, let's hear Elvis sing it.
I guess I'll lose a job for this.
No, you won't. They won't tell Maxie. Maxie doesn't like to have his merchandise manhandled. He'll loan me out for an evening to be mauled a little bit. When it comes to a sock in the eye, that pleasure is for Maxie Fields alone.
Nice fella.
Maxie? Yeah. He wouldn't like you.
Oh, well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman, a thorn in the side of man. Adam told Eve, listen, yeah, to me. Don't you let me catch you messing around that apple tree, I hope you. Oh, yeah. Ever since the world began. Oh, oh, hard-headed woman, been a thorn in the side of man. Keep your cotton picking fingers out my curly hair. Oh yeah. Ever since the world began. A hard-headed woman been a thorn in the side of man. I heard about a king who was doing swell till he started playing with that evil Jezebel. Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ever
that just for what we'll begin. A hard-headed woman and a zone is a bridal man. A head like a rock. If she ever went away, I'd cry around the clock. I'll move you.
Oh, yeah.
Ever since the world began. Oh, oh, oh. Any woman better zone in the fire, man.
That was good.
Very
you don't go to sleep. Yeah, you don't go to sleep when that music's on. It just, it's not going to happen. It's just not.
Sure, Michael, your mic sounding funny.
So I got a funny mic. What can I tell you?
It's better. I don't know what you did, but it's better.
I didn't do anything to it. I just kind of, I don't know, I tightened it down on my head. I didn't really do anything to the mic. Well, that's all right.
That was it.
If it sounded
good,
that's what
did it. It touched your head too tight. That's what did it.
There you go. See, now it's making electrical contact.
Yep.
Oh, Lordy. Okay. Before things get real thick in here, because my shovel is outside, let's play Elvis' version of A Whole Lot of Shaking.
One, two, one, two, three.
I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. Come on over, baby, we got chickens in the barn. Who's born, what born, my born? Now come on over, baby, we got the bull by the horn. Yeah, we ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake. Going on. I said, come on over, baby, a whole lot of shaking going on. We ain't faking, a whole lot of shaking going on. We're bum, I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake now. I said, shake. Shake, baby, 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 shake, baby
rocking. Just in case you didn't figure that out, we're rocking. Oh, Lord Almighty. I should have had some rum. Okay, here's some good rocking from March 19th of 1955. And Elvis is doing it. So here
Elvis Presley! Well, I heard the news. Oh, it's good you're rocking tonight. Oh, it's rock, man, it's rock. Well, I heard the news. There's a good you're rocking tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news. There's a good you're rocking tonight. I say, meet me in a hurry behind the board. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all of my blues. If I heard the news, that'd be good to rock in the night. Well, yeah. Afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. If I heard the news, there's a good to rock in the night. Play it again.
In mind those words of wisdom. We're gonna rock, rock, rock.
There's that little thing.
Yeah, you gotta get that down. You know, you gotta practice that. You gotta do the little finger thing.
Well, you do, because I still can't do it. Mine goes all kind of different ways.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you, darling. I just don't. But, mine's fine.
Okay.
Both of them.
I'm
mine,
trying
mine
to
works
be
fine.
Smart.
No, just coordinate it. Oh, Lordy. Okay. You know, if we ever were together at a party, they'd probably lock us up.
Yeah, or throw us out.
Oh, no, it'd be too funny to throw us out. They'd have to lock us up so they keep the entertainment rolling. You know, just keep the kid coming until I fall down. It's okay. and then it's all over. Okay. How about Wanda Jackson doing My Baby Left Me?
Uh-huh.
We'll be right back.
I don't know what happened to that recording. It wasn't like that when I heard it on YouTube. It was just fine. Well, by the time Blog Talk got it, it wasn't fine. But I turned everything up as far as it would go, so that's what we got. But let's see how Elvis does with it from 1974, live in Memphis.
Yeah, my baby left me, never said a word. Wasn't something I done, something that she heard. My baby left me, my baby left me. Yeah, my baby left, never said a word. Lord, I stand at my window, wring my hands and moan. All I know not is one I love is gone. My baby left me, my baby left me. Baby left.
Mystery Train, okay? But we all know that when Elvis does it, it's Mystery Train and Tiger Man. But we'll hear Wanda just do Mystery Train first. You know, she's going to start a slow build-up.
Thank you.
bad for a girl. Not too bad for a girl.
She's doing
pretty good. She is. Can you imagine being on a train, trying to walk down the center after 2-3 margaritas? Good margaritas? That could be a very interesting proposition.
Or tourist drivers,
for that matter. You know,
knock that train over on a dirt road.
Yeah, really. I know. Take a screwdriver. Now, you know, a screwdriver is vodka and orange juice. Okay, you all know that, right? So take a screwdriver and put a shot of tequila in it. See what happens. It might explode. Who knows? But it would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Three tequila shots.
Three tequila shots. That would be kind of cool. Uh-huh. You take a shot of tequila, a shot of lime juice, and then you have lemon on the sprinkled on the place between your thumb and your forefinger on your hand, and you suck that salt off there with that lemon. And then, three of those, and then try to walk. Yeah. It didn't work real well. Okay. Hey, put it with a screwdriver. What the hey? It'll work. Maybe. It depends on what you're going for, I guess.
Yeah, right.
If you're going for falling down, it'll work. It'll work. That'll do it. All right. How about Elvis in concert in 1970 doing Mystery Train Tiger Man?
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming on out of the bend. Taking my baby, it ain't gonna do it again. Well, I'm the king of the jungle, they call me the tiger. I'm the king of the jungle, they call me the tiger. But if you cross my path, you take your own life and your. Well, I get a bone.
Man, you just tell the drummer to keep going to town. That's nice stuff. Okay. How about some Long Tall Sally? Think we could go there? I think we could go there. Yeah, that would work. That would work. Okay. Wanda Jackson, Long Tall Sally.
Everybody has a lot of fun, oh baby, yeah, baby, ooh, baby, we're gonna have some fun tonight, yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's built with speed, she got everything that Uncle John need, oh baby, yeah, baby, ooh, baby, we're gonna have
sleep, you're really going to sleep. That would be nice. I wonder what that's like. I kind of forgot. Anyway, how about hearing Elvis do Long Tall Sally? You think we could handle that? Yeah, I think
well,
we could.
Well, certainly. I think we can handle a couple of hours.
Nobody's going to have a heart attack or anything, do you think? Huh? Okay.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, you know, If you do, just peel over and forget about it.
I'll try not to. Y'all don't worry about me. Just leave me lying.
Oh, honey, could you think of a better way to go than listening to Elvis?
Yeah, it'd be an easy way out.
There you go. Hey. All right, here's Elvis, Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he got to marry, but he had a lot of fun. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of any better way to have fun than to do whatever, something you're loving while you're listening to some dang good rock and roll. That's got to be the best. Of course, you have to be with somebody you love. Huh. I missed that part.
Yeah,
oh, well. yeah, well, I've got Apache here. Does that count? Not quite. It's a little different. Okay. Well, let's hear Wanda sing a song that I believe, if I'm correct, John, she wrote this, did she not? I Wore Elvis Ring. I think she wrote this, if I'm correct. Anyway, there is no Elvis counterpart to this song. This is just Wanda's song. So here you go, guys.
Great music. I wanted to sound good. It's been a long time since I've heard her.
weeks.
I know, I know. Well, that was John's idea. Since it was her birthday on the 20th, he had the idea that we could do a show with him and Wanda, because Wanda just went crazy nuts after August of 77, and she recorded a whole bunch of Elvis songs. So I thought that sounded like a really great idea. And it was. Mm-hmm. It was. I really enjoyed doing that. I enjoyed hearing all of them. And I'm glad you guys all enjoyed it, too. That was great. Thank you for joining me. Everybody that's out in Internet land, I did have a message from my cousin that said it was very, very interesting to know that she was a former girlfriend of Elvis. And I said, hey, honey, you want to know a little more? You come watch the show, because I'm going to play a release that she did about the whole thing, how it happened, and her working with Elvis and everything. And I don't know yet if she did join us or not, but I'm going to ask her. I hope she did, because then she got to hear a little bit more about it. And I hope my sister joined me, but I don't think so, because I think she's at work. But anyway, guys, thank you for coming in. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for enjoying the music. We had some good stuff today, and it was fantastic. We're going to have to do it again, of course. There's a whole lot more songs to play, so we're going to have to do it again. Not this Thursday. Thursday's going to be 50s and 60s rock and roll and good songs, and we're going to have some more fun. So come join me on Thursday, okay? In the meantime, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And give a smile to somebody. It may be all they need to keep their day going. Go ahead. It'll make you feel better, too. In the meantime, here is Jacqueline Feilich. Who is She Is the King. She's doing If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. I got to be first, flying higher in a sky. If I can dream of a better land, where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometimes. Strong winds of promise that will blow away.